T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. Oakland is looking for a new police chief after the police commission unanimously voted to fire Chief Ann Kirkpatrick without cause. The commission chair, Regina Jackson, says ousting the city's first female chief comes after the department failed to comply with court-ordered reforms. The decision was supported by Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, who appointed Kirkpatrick in 2017. Meanwhile, the president of the Oakland Police Officers Union is worried about the future leadership of the department. As KCBS's Holly Kwan reports, he wonders how the mayor and commission expect to find anyone in a nationwide search who wants to come to Oakland.
Oakland saw violent crime rise last year 7% over the year before. Murders were up 10%, the second straight year of increases. And union president Barry Donlan worries about staff morale when crime traditionally spikes during summer.
The number of officers we have is less than it was just a year ago after 5 years of consistent efforts to build up the force. And now you fire without cause the chief of police. So you're an officer on the ground trying the best you can to serve the community. What are you supposed to think?
Bill Bratton was head of the police departments in New York, L.A., and Boston. In 2012, he was brought on as a consultant to the Oakland Police Department. He says it's going to be tough finding candidates for the vacancy.
Anybody that would ask my opinion about whether they should apply, I would discourage them from applying. I don't think it's really a position in which you can make significant change.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
While Democratic candidates crisscross Las Vegas in a last-minute flurry before tomorrow's Nevada caucus, President Trump is there, too, stealing some of their thunder. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign says thousands of Trump supporters waited hours to see him speak at a rally this afternoon.
They stayed warm in line by stomping their feet and chanting for the president they love and hope to see reelected.
What don't I like about him? I love everything about him. I love his humor. I love his policies. I love how he's trying to really help Americans and every side of the track. And he just stands for everything I value.
Patty Mojib, who's retired here in Vegas, was dressed head to toe in Trump red, sporting the latest Keep America Great garb. She waves off Trump's impeachment and Democratic criticism of him, calling him a perfect president. Joe Ferreira, an independent voter from upstate New York, came here to see Trump, too. He says he'll be voting Republican this November.
The economy, number one. I like his stand on all the jobs, what he's doing in manufacturing. I like his policies overseas.
Unlike at Trump events in the Bay Area, there was nary a protester in sight. In Las Vegas, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
The number of COVID-19 cases in the United States now stands at 34, according to the latest update from the CDC. The most recent confirmed infection is in Humboldt County. As KCBS's Kathy Novak reports, most of these people were passengers aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship.
The CDC considers Americans coming from that cruise ship at particularly high risk. The center is changing the way it tallies the cases, separating the 21 people repatriated from the Diamond Princess and from Wuhan, China, from 13 other U.S. cases.
We're not seeing community spread here in the United States yet, but it's very possible, even likely, that it may eventually happen.
Director of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, Nancy Messonnier, says aggressive travel protections are working. Now the State Department is telling Americans to reconsider any plans to travel by cruise ship to or within Asia. The department's acting assistant secretary for consular affairs, Ian Brownlee, warning those who do not to expect any more U.S. government evacuation flights.
Such repatriation flights do not reflect our standard practice and should not be relied upon as an option for U.S. citizens under potential risk of quarantine by local authorities.
Kathy Novak, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.